It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful truths of God's Word, especially the truth that God loved you, and He proved that love by sending His only begotten Son, giving the Lord Jesus Christ as a sacrifice, dying in our place, our substitute for the penalty of sin, so that those who receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior might have everlasting life. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 6 today. That's Hebrews chapter number 6. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Victorious Valleys Home Singers from Sunset, South Carolina. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is titled Jesus Passed By.
As the blind man was sitting there by the way, he cried to Jesus for mercy that day. Jesus commanded and gave him his sight as he fought.
What a difference when Jesus passes by. You notice there was a last verse that was added to the song, a verse that was personal for those who had accepted Christ as their Savior at the ministry of Victorious Valley Homes. My friend, the verses of any song that tells about salvation needs to have that one last verse which gives a personal testimony of what Jesus has done for you. For knowing about the Lord Jesus Christ and being able to sing a song of how He can save is one thing, but to be able to have that last verse where that is applied to your heart and you sing the song of redemption because Jesus passed by your way and you cried, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." That is the personal salvation that Christ wants you to have for your heart and life. That's the personal salvation that you can have. When Jesus passes by and convicts you of sin through His Holy Spirit, and you have the opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, that's when Jesus passing by makes all the difference in your life. Now, my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have not received this gift of salvation that He offers, and you would like to have someone sit down with you and take a copy of God's Holy Word and share with you what the Bible has to say about how you can receive this gift, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you the truth of God's Word and salvation that is offered to you as a free gift. My number is 919-563-6753. We would like to invite you to our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Unless you're providentially hindered and can't be here until Wednesday night, please be with us this morning at Tabernacle Baptist Church for Sunday school at 9:45. We also have a website. If you'll go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, Mebane Tabernacle Baptist Church, all one word. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you what the Bible has to say about how you can not only receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, but also how you can start living for the Lord after you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will bring up all of the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, before we get into God's Word, we'll be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 6. Let's listen to another song by the Victorious Valley Homes Singers from Sunset, South Carolina. The name of the second song is titled, "Remind Me, Dear Lord."
The ones that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed. They're not mine at all. Jesus only let me use them to brighten my life. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son, and I'm not worthy of the wounds in His hand. Yet He chose that road to Calvary to die in my stead, and why He loves me, I just don't
We should remember of all of the goodness that God has given to us through salvation, through the Lord Jesus Christ. In Psalm chapter 20, verse number 7, the psalmist says, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." To turn to the world is easy, because we see sometimes the power that the world seems to have and the riches that sometimes they flaunt before our faces. The psalmist says, we'll not trust in the power of the world. We will trust in the power of the Lord. We will remember what God has done for us. We will remember His goodness. The world in its power, in its riches, in its social standing, will soon pass away. But the word of the Lord remains forever, and His power is associated with His word. So as we remember what God has done for us, and we remember what He can do for us now, and we remember what He has promised to do for us, we can live a life that's pleasing to the Lord, remembering all that He is to us as Savior. Listen to this last song by the Victorious Valley Homes Singers in Sunset, South Carolina. The name of this last song is titled, "I Will Serve Thee."
You have given life.
I will serve thee because I love thee. The Bible tells us we love him because he first loved us. And in the book of Psalms, Psalm 100, the psalmist says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." We can serve the Lord with gladness because of the everlasting mercy we've received by receiving Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. This truth that endureth to all generations is the truth of God's Word. His Word is truth. When we turn to Hebrews chapter 6, we see the truth of serving the Lord with gladness because of all that he's done for us. There is the picture of what Jesus said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." But we cannot turn to the first verse of chapter 6 and get the context of what the writer of Hebrews is saying. We have to go back to chapter 5, starting with verse number 11, to see that the writer of Hebrews is telling the Hebrew Christians that they need to grow up in the Lord. They need to mature in the Lord. How do I know this? That Hebrews 6 is connected with Hebrews 5, 11 through 14, you'll find the first word in chapter 6 is therefore. So you have to go back before chapter 6 to find why the writer used the word therefore. The writer declares that the Hebrew Christians were not as strong as they needed to be. And as we go down to chapter 6, starting with verse number 1, we find that the writer of Hebrews is talking about salvation and how that the things of salvation, once we've accepted Christ as Savior, do not have to be something that we sit on and worry about. Salvation brings forgiveness of all of our sins. It brings adoption into the family of God. It verifies our future in heaven and receiving a glorified body. It also testifies to the fact that we are sealed to that day that our body is redeemed by the Holy Spirit. We do not have to worry about any of these things that are found in verses number 1 and 2, because once we receive Jesus as our Savior, God takes care of all of these things. And even though salvation is the most important decision that we can make, the writer here is not talking about salvation in verses number 4 and on. He's speaking about those who are not mature in the Lord getting the maturity they need so that they can serve the Lord. Even the writer of Hebrews in verse number 3 says, "And this will we do if God permit." God wants us to have the maturity that we need. He doesn't want us to stay babes in Christ. You'll notice as we go to verse number 4, 5, and 6, he is not talking about rejecting salvation. He is talking about starting out in the will of God after salvation and tasting the good things of being in the will of God and having the Word of God being open to us so we can understand it and having the blessings of God that come when we serve the Lord. If we walk away from that, it will be impossible for us to get back the stance that we once had. Now, this is a warning that's given so that we will know that it's important that as we grow in the Lord, we need to be consistent. He goes even further in verse number 7 and 8 and talks about our life, how it's like a plot of ground. It can bring forth good things, herbs that are meat for them whom it is dressed, and receiving the blessing of God. Now, this is not speaking about salvation. This is speaking about how we use our lives after salvation. We go on to verse number 8. the same way that we can use our lives in obedience to God and growing in maturity and not turning back on the Lord. If there is a time that we turn our back on the Lord, then that land will not be used for good things. It'll be used for the thorns and the briars. It'll be nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. Now, that's not talking about eternal judgment. That is talking about rewards for the Christian. The land does not change, but the fruit of the land, of its briars and thorns, the only thing that can be done with that, the wood, hay, and stubble, is for it to be burned. And you can go back to 1 Corinthians 3:11 and on and read what Paul had to say about this. We see in verse number 9 that the writer is persuaded of better things of the Hebrew Christians. Let me read it. "But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation." This passage of Scripture is not talking about salvation in itself. That's in verse number 1 and 2. And once we have that settled, we don't have to stay at the door of salvation. We can grow. But once we grow, we should not leave the will of God to go after our will. And the writer here even says that the things that accompany salvation are what the writer would like to see of those that are Hebrew Christians. Not talking about salvation, but talking about things that accompany salvation. Verse number 10 also declares this passage is not about salvation, but about living in God's will or leaving God's will. "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister." This is not working your way to heaven work. This is work that is done having a testimony, a working testimony, so that others can see you living for the Lord. This, again, is dealing with the first part of the chapter. Not only do we have the picture of the ground that is either blessed because it's used in the will of the Lord or cursed because it's out of the will of the Lord, but also the things that accompany salvation. And here in verse number 10, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love," that is living for the Lord. For our living for the Lord is a labor of love. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." If you are living for the Lord, don't stop living for the Lord. It's important that you keep on doing those things that the Lord would have you to do. And if you're not living for the Lord, then you need to start on this path of leaving the things that you've already got settled in salvation and start maturing in the faith, growing in the Lord, growing in the grace of God, and living in a way that's pleasing to the Lord, exercising your faith so that you can be strong in the Lord, so that you can be grown up in the Lord, so that you can find the perfect will of God that only those that have reached maturity can have access to. This ministering of love is the ministering of a testimony. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, are you ministering in a testimony to show salvation? Because salvation is on the inside. And the Bible teaches that we are to work out our salvation. God puts salvation on the inside. We work it outside for a testimony. That is our labor of love. Our labor of love for the Lord, but also our labor of love for others, so that those that are lost can be saved, so that those that are saved can grow in the Lord as well. My friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please know that this gift of God can be received, but it cannot be worked for. You cannot work your way into salvation. You must realize that you're a sinner and repent of your sins, and then receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, asking Jesus to save you. My friend, if I can help, please call me. and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you. But whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."